James chapter 2. My brothers, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ of glory with respect of persons. For if there comes into your synagogue a man with gold rings in splendid clothing, and there also comes in a poor man in filthy clothing, and you look upon the one wearing the splendid clothing and say, "You sit here in a good place," and to the poor man you say, "You stand there, or sit under my footstool," have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil reasonings? Listen, my beloved brothers, did not God choose the poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor. Is it not the rich who oppress you, and is it not they who drag you to the courts? Is it not they who blaspheme the honorable name by which you are called? If indeed you are fulfilling the royal law according to the Scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. But if you respect persons, you commit sin, being convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law, yet stumbles in one point, has become guilty of all. For he who said, "Do not commit adultery," also said, "Do not murder." Now if you do not commit adultery, but you murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so do as those who are to be judged by the law of freedom. For the judgment is without mercy to him who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. What is the profit, my brothers, if anyone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and lacks daily food, and any one of you says to them, "Go in peace, be warmed and filled," yet you do not give them the necessities of the body, what is the profit? So also faith, if it does not have works, is dead in itself. But someone will say, "You have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without the works, and I will show you my faith by my works." You believe that God is one. You do well. The demons also believe and shudder. But are you willing to know, O vain man, that faith without its works is useless? Was not Abraham our father justified by works in that he offered up Isaac his son upon the altar? You see that faith worked together with his works, and by these works faith was perfected. And the Scripture was fulfilled which says, "And Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God." You see that a man is justified by works, and not by faith only. And in like manner was not also Rahab the harlot justified by works in that she received the messengers and sent them out by a different way? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead.